What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It is a good morning indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate and a special edition of the Rob Brown Show starts now. Why, you may ask? It is because for the fourth and final day, we are live at the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta, Georgia, the site of SEC Media Days. It's been a tremendous event. I don't know what to tell you other than it has been a phenomenal event. We have gotten to shake hands and make new friends and new contacts with a lot of people. We have gotten to hear from all but four of the SEC coaches. We will wrap up today's coverage with Kentucky, Missouri, Arkansas, and Texas A&M with Mike Elko in the building to call it a day with us. This event's been spectacular. The College Football Hall of Fame is, I will say this, I pointed this out to you a couple of times, it is open to us, but it is not open. They do have a lot of the exhibit shut down and all that. All I can tell you, great one, is I was talking last night with buddy of the show, Joey B. We went over to the Atlanta United game last night. They were taking on Chicago Fire, and I'm going to talk about that coming up in a minute because everything that they say about Mercedes-Benz Stadium, everything they say about that stadium is true. It was an incredible stadium, and I want to talk a little bit about that coming up here in a few minutes from now. But as far as this event, as far as this facility with most of the exhibits that are kind of down and off while this event is taking place, I have already, Joey B and I were talking about it last night, I have already told the wife, obviously she loves college football as well, at some point in the very near future, there's going to have to be a pilgrimage, and that is what I'm calling a trip to the CFBHOF. It is a pilgrimage to get here and experience this place. I cannot wait to come back when they have everything up and running and available. Apparently down here on the floor where, and I've showed you the last couple of days where the coaches speak from, where the coaches give their speak, there's I don't know, 200 media chairs down there. The SEC Net has a whole setup for their studio shows down there. Apparently, when they aren't there, when this place is just open and operating day-to-day like normal, there's all kinds of exhibits and stuff down there, and then the field aspect of down there is open, so you can kind of run some plays, whatnot, on a college football field. It's pretty spectacular, and I'm going to have to get back. Here's the other thing that I'm going to say, and it's going to sound as if I am complaining. I very much am not, because I have been wildly fortunate to be able to attend this event. I want to once again thank our presenting sponsor, Ingles, for hooking us up and getting us here. Everybody back at the station who, when I came to them a month ago and pitched the idea of coming here to do the show, Mark Hendricks, Steve Sinicropi, everybody in charge said, yep, done, absolutely. We think that's a great idea. Put it all together. And I did, and we got here. It's not complaining because I know how lucky and fortunate I am to be able to do something like this. Zoe, I ain't got it anymore, man. I ain't got that dog in me like I used to. It has been a long 3 days with one to go. And, you know, when you get an opportunity like this, and you get to come to a place like this, not just the College Football Hall of Fame and SEC Media Days, I have been in this building three consecutive days for anywhere from 12 to 14 hours. It's been getting in this building at 5:30 a.m., and it's been leaving this building anywhere from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. every day this week. And then, a younger and more formidable Rob Brown would be in this building 12 to 14 hours, and then he'd be able to go do something in Atlanta and go out for a couple of hours and experience Hotlanta, Georgia, and then just go home and get some sleep and come back the next day and rebound. Yesterday I left here right at 5:30. I went back to the hotel. I dropped off my personal equipment. I dropped off the stuff at the hotel. I turned right back around and went back over to Mercedes-Benz Stadium for a 7:30 kick between Atlanta United and Chicago. And Joey B, friend of the show, Joey B, he actually works here for a couple of days a week, a couple of weeks a month. Was talking to him. He's in town. He's like, I'll go to the game. We went to the game. We ended up bumping into two other friends of ours from Greenville that happened to be at the game too. Like they were like, I didn't know you were over here. Let's hang out. So I was going to leave shortly after halftime to go back home and go to bed. But you know, I'm a pushover. So we met a couple of buddies. We stayed all the way through the end of the game. We walked back to the car. We got back to the crib last night. I was out between 11:30 and midnight last night with every intention of getting up this morning at around, 4:30, which is way later than I usually sleep, but I can't get in until 5:30 here. I woke up to two alarms going off, looked over at the phone, and I probably shouldn't admit this because it's going to make me sound bad, but whatever. It was like 5:15, and I was like, which in the end of the world, because it's only about an 8-minute drive from the hotel to here, but I did have to put all my personal stuff in the car, get it loaded up. I did pack last night, get it here. I sat down in this chair and again, all I had to do was like pick the equipment up from out of the lockbox that it's in under the table, set it on the table, plug in the computers, plug in the cameras, and get ready to go. I sat down in this chair, Zoe, and I did the like lean back, head braced against the window that's right behind me, and shut the eyes just for like, let me just rest my eyes. And I was like, no, you better get it together, Rob Brown, because it's day four of SEC Media Days. I ain't got that dog in me. I am getting dangerously close to being the guy that comes to these events, works his 12 to 14 hours, and then tells everybody else, really sorry, guys, I can't go out with you tonight because I have to do this again tomorrow and not having fun anymore.
So you're saying you're getting close to normal? Because normal people, they work a 12-hour day. They don't want to go do anything else. They want to go home and crash. That's what a normal person does.
If I'm at home, then that makes a lot more sense. But like, and this is going to, it is what it is. I'm on company dime in Atlanta, Georgia. I don't want to end the day and then go, all right, guys, I'm going back to the La Quinta for 10 hours to spin
how,
it back.
How like, old are I your friends? I mean, and don't they know that you need some time, some rest, so you have a little bit of something to give on the air? I mean,
all
you
right,
know.
Here's, you say that, and I have to laugh because I did have a recognition yesterday. We got done with the show. We're sitting here finishing up. We have Ben Watson. We're going to play his interview. We got to interview Ben Watson yesterday. Unfortunately, we didn't get him yesterday. We might get him today. Did not get the opportunity to sit down with 1996 Heisman Trophy winner Danny Werfel yesterday. I am crossing the fingers. We're going to get Danny today. I've got a couple more media members from different parts of the country that cover different schools in the Southeastern Conference that I'm going to be running through some interviews today. We'll get some good stuff out of them. But we got done with the Ben Watson interview yesterday, and I was picking up some more sound and doing some work here at the table. And at one point, one of the one of the radio dudes I met from the other side, who I think is from Oklahoma, from Norman, Oklahoma, home of the Boomer Sooners, walked over, and he was walking past me, and he was going to get lunch. And I'm like, he said, I'm going to grab a plate. You want anything? And I was like, hey, you know what? I'll take a lunch break. Like, I need a break. So I got up and walked down there, and we sat at the table. And then between me and him, like four or five other people started making their way to the table, and there ended up being a group of six, seven, eight of us around this table having lunch together. And I looked around and made the realization that I'm the oldest guy at this table, and it ain't exactly by like a close margin, right? Like there were two girls that are probably in their mid-20s. There were a handful of guys in their mid to upper 30s. There was like two guys in their young 30s. And then there's me at 40 sitting at the side of the table. And it was, for like just a second, it was very disheartening, right? Like it was a little bit like, oh man, I'm just that old guy now. This sucks. But then I realized there's a reason that is what that is, because you will find out that the media members here at SEC Media Days, they tend to kind of form cliques. They tend to form cliques, right? Like, and the cliques are largely organized by style of broadcasting and like just personality, right? So there's in fact over here, and I've said this lovingly, they're not here, so I don't care. There's a group over here from Mississippi that is comprised primarily of like older dudes, like dudes in their 60s, right? And the guys that gravitate over to them and hang out with them during the day are the other broadcasters that are in their 60s. And then there's, you know, running around, there's me, and there's Abe Gordon, and there's guys like that are kind of local guys that are kind of in our age range that'll hang out together. And then there's, you know, there's younger groups, and there's groups from different parts of different states and different regions, whatever. Everybody kind of falls into cliques at these events. And I came to the realization that because I am loud and energetic all the time.
No.
I know, because it's been commented on by multiple people. Elijah Campbell from 105.7 The Game in Columbia, who joined us on the show yesterday. We got done and we were off the air, and I was talking to him on the way back because I said, man, look, I'd love to have you on the show. Like, this dude knows ball. We were talking for a few minutes afterwards. Good X's and O's guys, knows the roster, knows the coaches. Like, phenomenal, phenomenal conversation about South Carolina football. I was talking with him when we got off the air, and I was making the joke that for the first hour, from 6 to 7 a.m., we're the only two guys on this row. He's doing his show right now in Columbia. We're the only two guys on this entire side of the building. And as we have different play clocks, we have different game clocks for our show format. I get to listen to a couple of his segments. He listens to a couple of mine. But both very loud, very boisterous. And we've just kind of gravitated to each other the last couple of days. So we form these cliques. And the point of all of this is, as I sat at that table with a bunch of young people and I was like, damn it, I'm the old guy now. I also came to the realization that the reason I've fallen into that clique is because it's all gas, no brakes, YOLO, and yeet while I am here. And that's the kind of energy that you bring, and other people kind of match that vibe. Like, I'm not getting invited to hang out with the dudes from Mississippi who I listened to some of their interviews yesterday. And again, different strokes, different folks. If this is your style, great. Like, I'm not hating on it. But I listened to their show, and they had Greg McElroy on 2 days ago. And, you know, McElroy's young guy, energetic, loves football. And they're like, all right, Greg, let's talk about Mississippi State. How do you feel about Jeff Lebby's ability to get this team right? And I'm like, you can see Greg. Like, Greg wants to pop off and have a little fun and goof off. And they're like, what about our new starting quarterback who transfers in for? And you're like, dude, what are we doing here, man?
By the way,
have some fun.
Greg McElroy's 37.
Cool.
I'm just saying.
I was an adult watching Greg McElroy play college football.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah, but he's closer to your age than is those guys.
Yeah.
So.
No, for sure. But that's kind of my point, right? Is like the beautiful thing about this, another beautiful thing about this event that I very much loved over the past couple of days is getting to listen in and hear different shows. And I've put together a running list of like, okay, when it's, you know, when it's Texas A&M week, David Inyo and Tex Ags Live, I'm going to be checking in with them. When it's, you know, Georgia week, I've got a couple of guys from Georgia that I met yesterday afternoon that I listened to for a couple of minutes sitting there just enjoying. So it's been very, very cool. This event has been a lot of fun to meet a bunch of people from around the country, to kind of find out about some new shows and some new resources that we can put into effect. It's been phenomenal to get a chance to, for the first time, shake hands with and introduce myself to and work hand in hand with the actual conference officials. Got to meet Chuck Dunlap yesterday, who was kind of our media communications guy for the SEC. I've emailed with him and I've talked to him on the phone a million times, but this was the first time that I've actually gotten the chance to shake his hand and you know, tell you, hey, I appreciate all the work that you've put in to make this event happen, and that's been a lot of fun. So it's been very cool to get to meet and greet. I think that between some of the interviews that we've gotten to do this week, between some of the information that we have picked up, some of the connections that we have networked, some of the sound that we've been able to get from different media personalities and from different players and coaches all week long, I think that this is, for me anyway, I believe that this is a really cool opportunity, a moment for growth for the Fan Upstate. Like this is a big stage. We now have had our station name and our show name on, I think I've done now, I counted yesterday, I think I've done 9 other podcasts and radio stations from around the country in the last couple of days. So that, I mean, we've been putting the name of the station and the show out there. I think that there is a massive opportunity for growth out of this event. I think it's been a phenomenal event. And the one thing that I can tell you for sure and for certain about the last 3 days, about today, and moving forward is this, great one. And I can dial this in and tell you, I have not said anything or will say anything the rest of the day that is more true, correct, and accurate than this number one takeaway. I'm getting old and I'm very tired. That's it. That's the number one takeaway. I'm getting old and I'm tired. That's it. But here's what I will also promise you. I promise you that for the rest of this glorious Thursday, live from the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta, Georgia, for the next 4 hours of your life, the Rob Brown Show is going hard in the paint, all right? And then I'll promise you that until no earlier than 5 o'clock today, when this event wraps up, your boy's going to be hustling and grinding as he has been all week to get you news, information, everything that you might possibly need. We are going to make the most out of our final day here in Atlanta, Georgia, at day number 4 of Southeastern Conference Media Day. So,
all right, real quick question, though. You're not going to try to come home during rush hour, are you?
Dude, I did not even think about the fact that I have to get on the interstate at 5:30 in Atlanta, Georgia. I might just sleep in my car and do the show from the front seat tomorrow morning. That might be the play.
Or if you get all your interviews done early, you know, take off around 2 o'clock, like in between.
That is a possibility. The problem is Arkansas and Texas A&M don't wrap up their afternoon session until 4:45 p.m. Now they are.
You know, I just want to say, no one cares about Arkansas around here, and the Texas A&M people don't want to see you. So, I mean, you know, take off around 2.
You know, I almost kind of want to. Now, you know what? This is unlike. I'm going to say this, and this is not meant to be a kick. Might sound that way. It's not meant to. There is one primary difference that I have noticed between SEC Media Days and ACC Media Days. And before I say this one, great one, I'm even going to go and I'm going to say one thing, and I'm going to say this lovingly and respectfully. Both conferences take incredible care of the media that show up for these events. The food is better at the ACC meetings. The food is better at the ACC meetings.
Well, they have to make up for all the other things that they lack. So
that might be it. That might be fair. You know. By the way, I will say this: the
food, if it's in the same hotel it was a couple years ago when I went, the food was really good.
Yeah, food's really good at ACC meetings. It's good here, but it's fine. Like, it's fine. It's okay. It's good. It's okay. It's fine. Now, what I will say that is different about SEC than ACC media days is this. At the ACC media days, it feels to me, not it feels like, it is true. Most of the outlets, media outlets, at ACC media days, with a few exceptions, they show up for the one day their school's there. Right? Like most. And I'm including not all of them, but a lot of the schools that, you know, travel from Upper North Carolina, travel from Tallahassee, down in Miami, whatever. It feels like a lot of those outlets, they fly up, they do their one day, and they go back. Everybody here has been here all 4 days this week. Everybody here. In fact, the I'm looking around every table with the exception of the one to my left. All their stuff is still out and ready to roll into broadcast day number 4. So, you know, it's interesting to me, and I also do kind of feel like I want to stay all the way through. And by the way, one of the reasons why is, as much as I have made jokes about Texas A&M and had some fun with them and their fans, apparently, and I just learned on Tuesday that apparently I was bulletin board material in Waco. I mean, College Station, Texas. Last year, South Carolina, Texas A&M week, apparently I was bulletin board material for the cult jokes. David Nuno let me know that on Tuesday. But jokes aside, I really think Mike Elko is a great coach. And I think Mike Elko fits the culture in Aggieville. And the Texas A&M Aggies, as Nuno pointed out, they got oil money, buddy. They got exec money. They ain't hurting for NIL money at Texas A&M. So I think they may have finally found the right coach for the job. I think they might have finally clicked with a guy who builds the culture the way the Aggies need it to be built. And they got more money than Bill Damn Gates up in Aggieville. So I'm kind of interested to stay because I really do believe that Texas A&M is probably just a couple of years away from being a powerhouse in this conference. But when we come back, stop me if you've heard this before. Lonzo Lane Kiffin has decided to stir the bleep. And we're coming at it right out of the gate on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I have frequently and regularly described Lane Kiffin as an internet troll who also happens to know how to coach football. Lane Kiffin is a dude that knows how to rile the people up just a little bit. Now, I am not saying that Lane Kiffin is lying in the story that he told yesterday that did not just rile up SEC media days, but also riled up folks over in the ACC, specifically you, my dear, dear Clemson Tiger fans and faithful that have been listening to the show. But he said yesterday at SEC Media Day, quote, and a direct quote. I tried to find the sound of this, and I could not yesterday afternoon. So I'm going to read you the quote, and if I find it, we'll circle back around to it. But he said yesterday at SEC Media Days, quote, I had a coach that played Clemson last year say, put Clemson on my schedule every week compared to playing SEC teams. But there might be years that also the ACC really does have real teams, end quote. Lane decided to choose violence yesterday, saying that he heard another SEC coach that played Clemson last year say, put Clemson on my schedule every week before playing Southeastern Conference teams. So I went and I looked at who the coaches that they are that this may have been, and there are three possibilities if Lane Kiffin is telling the truth. And the three possibilities are Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs, who obviously beat the brakes off of Clemson in week one, 34-3. Coach number two, it could have been, is Shane Beamer at South Carolina, who knocked off Clemson 17-14 in the rivalry game. And then, obviously, it could have been Steve Sarkisian and Texas, who beat Clemson 38-24. Clemson last year lost, including in the playoffs, four games in total. Three of them were to Southeastern Conference teams. One of them was to Jeff Brohm in the Louisville Cardinal, who is an up-and-coming team in the ACC. 0-3 against the SEC last year went to Clemson Tigers. And so it's got to be Kirby, right?
It's got to be.
My thought was it's got to be Kirby. And there is a part of that because, obviously, Georgia cakewalked Clemson last year. I mean, it wasn't even a game last year. That Georgia was the better team from start to finish. So, yeah, my thought is if this story from Lane Kiffin is true, it had to be Kirby. I don't think Shane's the guy that would say that. Of course, I could be wrong. Steve Sarkisian, I don't necessarily think he's the guy to say that. I could be wrong. I would also point out that Clemson was in a game with Bo. I mean, they were in a game with Texas just until they weren't. Georgia beat the brakes off of Clemson. It was never even a contest. So, like, Kirby, if Lane Kiffin's story is true, and this isn't just Lane, you know, trolling a little bit, then I would think it's Kirby. But I was talking about this yesterday with two Clemson fans, and when I really got into the meat and potatoes of the conversation, here's where I kind of landed in response to Lane Kiffin. And more importantly, I guess I should say not in response to Lane Kiffin. Here's where I landed in response to the alleged coach who allegedly said this. I kind of don't have a problem with it, honestly. And it's not a shot at Clemson. It's a shot at the ACC as a whole. And unfortunately, the ACC the last couple of years has kind of turned into a bit of a joke. Florida State falling off to go to 2-10. Mario Cristobal consistently slamming his own junk in the door with his play calling in big games. It's not what that conference used to be. I was spinning this around in the noodle. There was a year, and it was a long time ago, but there was a year a long time ago where I really thought, really about a three-year period, probably 10, 12 years ago, that I honestly think the ACC had two or three years where it was a better football conference than the SEC, very briefly and not by much. But I think there was a two- or three-year period a number of years ago where the ACC was just a slightly better football conference than the SEC. And it was, listen, it was a set of lottery picks, right? Like, you had a couple of teams that were outperforming, were overperforming for a couple of years in a row, but I think it was there. Now, and I don't really think that you can blame this on conference realignment. I don't think you can blame it on NIL or the transfer portal. I don't really know where to put the blame for this. But the ACC has just kind of hit the skids a little bit. There's a lot of energy and optimism about the conference. There is energy and optimism that maybe Miami can get over the hump and get back and be in that mix and present some problems with Carson Beck taking over for Cam Ward. But again, last year was the best roster that Mario Cristobal had at Miami and had a number one overall draft pick at quarterback. They couldn't get it done. Florida State, 2 years ago, went 13-0, won the ACC, absolutely should have been in the college football playoffs over Alabama that year. They turn around, turn in a 2-10. I guess technically I can blame the transfer portal for that, but only because Mike Norvell thought he had a second transfer portal class that was going to win in football games, and it didn't. They crapped the bed entirely. There is optimism about, and I'm going to say a name, and I've been saying it for a year since last year's ACC Media Days, and I think they have to some degree kind of brought that to fruition. I love Brent Key at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech needs a Brent Key. Like, they have to have that kind of guy that lives, sleeps, eats, and breathes football. I don't know if you remember the interview we did with Brent Key at ACC Media Days last year, but we sat Brent Key down on this very radio program last year and talked to him, and I asked him, you're right there in the middle of Atlanta, Georgia. You're right there in the middle of both the ACC and SEC footprint. You're right there wedged in between Georgia, Alabama, Auburn. You're wedged in between Tennessee. You're wedged in between Clemson. How does Georgia Tech find talent that can elevate the program to the next level? And Brent Key said, we're going to go find 2- and 3-star guys that aren't getting offers from the biggest of the big schools. We're going to go get 2- and 3-star guys that maybe didn't have the best coaching in high school. Maybe they didn't play for programs that were really developing guys and getting them ready for college football. We're going to find those guys that have the attitude of, I want to kill you when the football is snapped, and we're going to turn them into football players, Georgia Tech football players. And Brent Key had me ready to run through a wall for him last year. So there's optimism about Brent Key and Georgia Tech. There's optimism about Jeff Brohm at Louisville. There's optimism for a number of teams that are down right now or are trending upwards in the ACC. But the conference at large is just very bad. And I think the comment from Lane Kiffin that this other coach made, again, allegedly, if you believe him, if another coach from the SEC said, put Clemson on my schedule every week over an SEC team, I do not think that that is a shot at Clemson. I think that's a shot at the conference at whole. The point is, look, Clemson's a good football team. Dabo Swinney's a great football coach. We know that Clemson is a good team with a good coach, a good program. They do everything right, and they do it all the right way, and that's all well and good. The problem for Clemson is you're playing out of a conference, and how many times have we said that, you know, part of the reason the SEC teams, when they get to the playoffs, overperform the rest of the conferences is they spend all season with iron sharpening iron. They spend all season playing teams that are other top 25 teams. Clemson does not get to do that. We talked about this the other day when we were breaking down the schedule. They got LSU in week one. I think that at Georgia Tech game is going to be a closer game than you expect. You got SMU, and who else on that schedule but LSU, South Carolina? And again, unless now, if the ACC gets to the point where Georgia Tech is up, if they get to a point where Hoodie is good and North Carolina is up, if Mike Norvell saves Florida State, if Jeff Brohm keeps trending up at Louisville, then sure, 1 year, this actually could look like a tough schedule. But this year, they got South Carolina at the end of the year, they got LSU at the beginning of the year, and they got Rhett Lashley and SMU in the middle, and unless Georgia Tech's good, and I think they will be, that's it. That's the whole schedule. So I think the point was not Clemson's not good. I think the point was Clemson does not get put through the grinder to really turn into the diamond that's ready for the playoffs. And so if I get a crack at them versus a team who is consistently going through the meat grinder, and this year the SEC is absolutely a meat grinder, that's going to be an easier team to beat. And it's not a disrespect to Clemson. It's a disrespect to the entire Atlantic Coast Conference. And here's the thing. I can't really disagree with him this year. 844-326-3663, 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. Hub City Spartanburger text line. Text it. Let me know your thoughts. Tell me what you got. We're back after this. The Rob Brown Show live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta, Georgia. This is the Fan Upstate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, live from day four, the fourth, the final day of SEC Media Days here at the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta, Georgia. We are wrapping up our broadcast week here. It has been a phenomenal week. And I wanted to kind of dive back in to something that Peter Burns said when we had him on the show a couple of days ago. I kind of wanted to dive back into something that, and you're going to hear from Benjamin Watson, the former Georgia Bulldog turned longtime NFL tight end, did not win a Super Bowl with the Patriots. He was a member of that team that lost to Eli Manning and the Giants, was also a member of my New Orleans Saints a couple of years ago. Ben Watson said the same thing yesterday, and I think it's fair. And I want to get Lonzo's take on this too, because we have been saying leading up to this event that despite the fact that the Big 12 media days were last week, some of the other conferences, smaller conferences, have been having their media days on and off. With SEC media days this week, with ACC media days next week, and considering we cover a team in both of those conferences, it truly felt like Monday was the start of football season. And then we pile on the fact that two NFL teams will start their training camps this Saturday. You pile on the fact that we are, we're 14 days or whatever it is away from the NFL's Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. Yeah, 14 days from today. We will be talking about tonight's Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. The week after that, the NFL preseason is going to be like, it is football season. And Peter Burns said in our interview with him earlier this week, and what I thought was, it really didn't even cross my mind when he said it. He said, doesn't it feel like college football's kind of back to normal to some degree? So in an interview I'm going to play for you later today, Ben Watson, I said that to him. I said, hey, you know, your coworker on the SEC Network, Peter Burns, made the point that in 2020 at Media Days, it was all about COVID. It was all about the bubble. It was all about playing a shortened season because of the pandemic. In 2021, the transfer portal had popped up, and players were allowed to start swapping schools as they saw fit, and that was all anybody wanted to talk about. And then in 2022, conference expansion was the conversation, and everything at Media Days was centered around conference expansion and the future of college football, and can the small schools survive? Is there enough money to go around if all the power players are playing together? Is there enough TV money to keep other schools afloat? And then in 2023, it was all about NIL. It was all about the start of being able to pay players, and it was all about Texas and Oklahoma. Last year's Media Days, it was once again about NIL. It was about the House settlement. It was about Texas and Oklahoma joining the league. It was about conference expansion. It was kind of all of it wrapped up in one. But NIL's been a thing for a long time now. Transfer portal's been a thing for a long time now. A lot of the issues, though, there will obviously be new information as we work into the NCAA v. House settlement era. We're college football is going to continue to change and evolve moving forward, but with the settlement, at least the loose structure of the future of college football is beginning to take flight, is beginning to take shape, I guess is the correct word there. I'm good at Englishing. Stick with me. So when we got here this year, the primary questions that were being asked to Greg Sankey, that were being asked to the head coaches, that were being asked to the players, they weren't about NIL. They weren't about the transfer portal, or at least not in a way that didn't mean talk to me about how that impacts your football team. They weren't about conference expansion, because that's on hold right now, obviously. And I think it's going to stay that way until 2031, when the exit fee from the ACC for Clemson, Florida State, Miami, North Carolina, maybe Duke, drops to as low as it is going to get until 2036. And I think that is the point where the Big Ten and the SEC, who now have a handful of years to save up for that and be ready to pay the exit fees of whatever schools they want to poach from the ACC, that's kind of on pause. Like, there's nobody talking about schools moving conferences. I mean, there are schools moving conferences. We've talked about the fact that the Mountain West and the Pac-12 are in a legal battle that is going back to court because the Pac-12/2/4/8 or whatever it is now, they're doing their best. They're fighting their lives, fighting for their lives, and they poached a bunch of schools from the Mountain West. And there's a legal battle over $55+ million, and that number could go up. That's not being talked about in the big conferences, right? Like, we're not talking about that at the SEC meetings. They didn't talk about that at the Big 12 meetings. I assume they're not going to talk about that at the Big 10 meetings. They're not going to talk about that. I think it is probably a little bit more likely to be a facet of the conversation at ACC Media Days because, as we just pointed out, the ACC did the settlement with Florida State, did the settlement with Clemson, not because they want to strong-arm Clemson and Florida State into staying. They did the settlement with Clemson and Florida State and structured it the way that they structured it to give themselves until 2031 to figure out what does life in the ACC look like after the crown jewels of that conference move on to the Big Ten or the SEC. Because even with Florida State being as horrific as they were last year, they are still a blue-collar school. They are still a brand. And at the end of the day, and this is something I've been telling you guys for as long as I've been doing this, a lot of fans look at the schools in terms of what they do on the football field. What are the championships they've won? How many conference championships, national championships, playoff appearances? And those are all important, but the brand is what matters. And all of those things are contributing factors towards the brand. And there are just some schools that even if they haven't won anything for a long time, they still have massive brand power. Florida State, Clemson, North Carolina, Miami, maybe Duke because of basketball. They all have a brand that matters. The SEC settlement with Clemson and Florida State was just to buy the ACC the next 5 or 6 years to figure out what the hell are we going to do when the SEC and the Big Ten make the call to those schools, because those schools are going. Why? Because the SEC and the Big Ten have the brand and therefore have the money to pay more to those schools. And while the competition level will be stepped up for FSU, for Clemson, and any of the other ACC schools that make the jump to a new conference, so will the paychecks and therefore the ability to run the program the way that you want the program run to be competitive in those conferences, right? So blah, 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 blah. That is going to be something I think that will come up in conversation at ACC Media Days from the standpoint of the settlement 2031. What do we think comes next to the commish, to the schools? I am sure that someone somewhere will get a little froggy and ask Dabo and Mike Norvell and the rest of these coaches, is the Big Ten, is the SEC in your school's future? And I'm sure that they are going to say, we're not thinking about that. We're just thinking about the 2025 football season, which is the right answer. Sure, fine, go off king. I think that, though, much like it has been this week at SEC Media Days, the focus next week at ACC Media Days is going to be, it's going to be football. The biggest stories coming into this event Monday, the biggest stories were what? Arch Manning. Is he really that guy? And by the way, I heard a great quote that I did not hear from Arch in his media day 2 days ago. I heard it last night, and I want to get to that coming up here in just a little while. We've talked a lot about this young man. So is everybody else in this building, because a lot of people feel like he is the linchpin to what is going to happen in this conference, because Texas is the standard bearer if Arch Manning is him. A lot of people think he's not. A lot of people have questions about him. All of it fair. We'll get to that. But Arch Manning was a big story. Lenoris Sellers at South Carolina was a highlight story this week. And I'm not just talking about on Monday when South Carolina, when Shane Beamer and DQ Smith and Lenoris Sellers and Nick Barnett were all here. It was a conversation piece yesterday. I was on three different shows yesterday in different parts of the Southeastern Conference's footprint, because people wanted to ask about Lenoris Sellers. People wanted to get an opinion on Lenoris Sellers because of the belief that Lenoris Sellers could be somebody who dictates the fate of the Southeastern Conference and many teams in it this season. And I think that is very fair. One of the big stories yesterday, Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs. And, you know, it was last year and getting bumped, even though you did win the conference. Was that an anomaly? Is Georgia ready to go back to the top? Do they have the ability to replace the enormous amount of talent they sent to the NFL? All of, and this, I'm really just saying this because it was refreshing. It for me as a broadcaster, me as a college football fan, I talk about, and I am intrigued by, I'm interested in, we're going to talk about conference expansion when it is a topic, NIL when it is a topic, transfer portal when it is a topic. These things are very important because they do shape college football. But I think you guys would agree, and in my conversations with many of you over the last couple of weeks or years, I think we have wanted to return to some sort of normalcy in college football. We've wanted to get back to some sort of normalcy where when we go to media days, the stories are about quarterbacks and about defenses. The stories are about head coaches. Got asked yesterday on a different show. Rob Brown, I saw you put on Twitter a couple of days ago that you believe that X, Y, and Z are on the hot seat. What are your thoughts on that? We're talking about coaches who may or may not get fired, coaches who may or may not be on the move in the next couple of years to bigger programs. We have talked about coordinators jumping jobs. I talked more about Mike Shula yesterday than I talked about Mike Shula when he got hired to be the new OC for the South Carolina Gamecocks. Like, people in this building, broadcasters, are talking about football this year. And it's been so refreshing because college football has over the past few years been bogged down by stories that you as a fan, that me as a broadcaster, we don't have any power control input. When we're talking portal and NIL and conference expansion, all of that is going to happen however it's going to happen, regardless of how you or me or Lonzo or anybody in this building or any fan in America feels about it, because there are people at the highest levels of college football who wear a suit and tie to work every day who are looking at numbers that have 6 and 7 and 8 zeros attached to them at the end. That is way above the pay grade that is going to say, oh, there's a groundswell of fan support or fan pushback about that decision. They're going to go, yeah, you know what else there is? 8 zeros on this check that's going to get scratched to us if we do the thing. But the stuff that is happening here, is stuff that impacts you. It's stuff that's going to impact you on a Saturday this fall. I was kind of sitting in Mercedes-Benz Stadium last night, because we were talking when we were watching the Atlanta Chicago MLS game, and I kind of had a moment because I realized, and I wasn't really paying attention to it, but I made this realization that I will be in that same building, and I don't know how many days it is between here and August 31st, that Sunday, but I will be back in that same building August 31st, and that is not but 40 some odd days away from now. I'll be in that same building, because we are a month and not even a half away from South Carolina and Virginia Tech kicking off on a Sunday afternoon to play a little college football, to play a game that matters, that counts. Two teams, one in Virginia Tech that's trying to find its way back to relevancy, find its way back to the top tier of the Atlantic Coast Conference, and South Carolina, who a win in that game, a win in week one to establish the momentum of the season. This is a team that within itself, forget the fans, forget the broadcasters, that team believes they're a playoff team. That team believes they deserve a shot in the 12-team bracket. And a win over Virginia Tech would go a massive way to establishing momentum. And it's not the best resume builder that they can have that year, but it would be a bit of a resume builder to make the argument 14 weeks later that they deserve an opportunity to go play in the college football playoffs if they get the wins that they need. So as I sat in that stadium last night and I thought about, 40-some-odd days, I'm going to be back in this building for an actual college football game. And tomorrow, we've got day four of SEC Media Days with four more coaches coming through, and we're talking about football. So I don't know that I'm really saying anything other than, as a fan, it just feels nice that we're not talking about dollars and cents this year, at least not the way we have been the last couple of years. We're talking about football, X's and O's, Jimmys and Joes, playoff ratings, top 25 teams, et cetera, and it just feels nice. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at day four of Southeastern Conference Media Days here in Atlanta, Georgia at the College Football Hall of Fame. The phone line, the text line open, 844-326-3663. When we come back in the next hour, water cooler cheat sheet, segment two. I submitted my projected order of finish in the SEC next year. I'm going to give you the order I put all 16 teams in, and then I want yours. All of that coming up after, if there was a college football playoffs, of reading sports flashes, Lonzo would be the odds-on favorite to win it every time.
Well, yeah, I am the Big Ten. The Washington Commanders have agreed to a contract with veteran defensive end Von Miller. Miller's ranked 16th on all-time sacks list and number one on my hate list, and spent the last three seasons with the Buffalo Bills after spending 10 with the stinking Broncos. It's still a big story that he went through, though. Three-time NBA All-Star Bradley Beal is on the move again, agreeing to a contract buyout with Phoenix Suns and agreeing to a two-year, $11 million deal with the LA Clippers. 32-year-old has a player option that allows him to become free agent that could command a higher contract next year, but will spend this year with Kawhi Leonard and James Harden. NBA is the MLB's All-Star game, so a drop in TV ratings despite a dramatic AL comeback and the first-ever swing off to determine a winner. The broadcast was still Fox's most watched telecast since the Super Bowl, peaking at 8.1 million viewers. Hour number two of the Rob Brown Show coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.